You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you this morning?
I'm so good. Do you know, I really want to be friends with Pickle King.
Pickle King?
Yeah.
Pickle Darling.
Pickle Darling! But I was thinking Pickle King, Pickle Darling. I really like their vibe.
They're lovely. They're so nice. And if you're ever in Christchurch and you go into Penny Lane.
Oh, yes.
They work in there sometimes.
Oh, shut up.
So you can go and say hey. Which is not a secret. I'm not like revealing their secret identity here.
Yeah.
They tweet about that sometimes. So I think that's okay to say.
I'll be like, yo, Pickle Darling, my king.
Let's be friends.
Let's be friends. But look, I'm not alone. I am joined by the amazing Lana Walters.
Hi, Alice. Thanks for having me.
Lana.
The pleasure is ours. We're here to talk about Big Mum Energy, which is both a concept and a show.
Yes.
Big Mum Energy, it's a show that you've got in New Zealand International Comedy Festival this year. Mm-hmm. You're opening tonight, five shows this week. Tell us about Big Mum Energy, both the concept and or the show.
So the show is about my first year of parenthood. I was doing stand-up and I felt like no one was doing stand-up about what breastfeeding was really like. What birth was really like, and just like what staying at home with a baby all day is like. So I wanted to make a really honest show about how boring and fun and weird it all is.
And so, I mean, obviously, Lana, you've been doing stand-up for years. Before that, you actually trained at... You went to drama school.
Yes, I was a very serious actress.
And
never did comedy in drama school.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Like, when you were at drama school, were you already like, this is my calling? Or were you like, I want to be in the next Martin Scorsese epic?
Yeah, I wanted to be Kate Winslet, you know.
Who doesn't?
I mean, look, so I still do.
Absolutely.
It could still happen for all of us, I feel.
Like, Lana, the first time I saw you perform was in a Tom Sainsbury show at The Basement. This is many years ago.
Yeah.
And you stole the show because you came out, I want to say you came out as like the stage manager or there was something and like there was a bike or something. It's a bit hazy to me, but you absolutely stole the show. And I was like, who the F is that? Because I kind of, and then obviously I met you, and then I was like putting two and two together. So where did that transition go from like the serious actor to, I mean, obviously you're still available for hire.
As Kate Winslet.
When they make Titanic
double.
2.
Titanic 2, The Resurrection.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened in that
show was called The Shittiest Theatre of All Time or something.
Amazing.
The shittiest play you've ever seen or something. And it was basically bad theatre on purpose.
Yes, yes.
Which only Tom Sainsbury could come up with. Yes. And it completely changed my life because...
Oh my gosh, right.
So I had seen Tom Sainsbury in Super City and I was just like, who is this man? He is a genius. Yes. I found out he wrote it with Madeline. And I basically messaged him on Facebook and was like, hi, I want to work with you. You're incredible. Which doesn't normally happen, but we live in a small country.
Oh my God, I did not know this is the your origin story.
Yeah, and Tom Sainsbury is just the nicest person in the world. So he was like, yeah, I'll like put you in this play that I'm doing. And that's how I basically got into the comedy industry from messaging Tom Sainsbury on Facebook.
That's
so.
Such a good in.
That's incredible. So once you were in, were you like, holy, holy moly, there's this whole world?
Yeah, it completely changed my perspective. I left a long-term relationship I was in and just like... changed my life and started doing stand-up.
Okay, and so...
All thanks to Tom Sainsbury.
All thanks to Tom Sainsbury and the shittiest play in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
You know, what are some of the... What do you think you've been able to leverage from your background as, classically, to doing stand-up? Because I would say your stand-up's not, like, hyper-theatrical. You're not doing sketch or character comedy. You do stand-up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So what are you kind of pulling on from there?
I don't think anything. I think I wasted $40,000.
Yeah. Right. I mean, because I mean, stand up in some ways, it's about craft. You also you're your own writer, director.
Yeah.
You're the performer. Mm-hmm. You're probably your worst critic. You're your best critic. You've got to be a cheerleader. You're doing so much more, as well as producing largely.
So this kind of sounds like the experience of being a mum a little bit, sort of like the same process almost.
Yeah. You're your own cheerleader. You're a writer. Yeah. Do you? I mean. You being in the comedy world, does that feel like where you've always meant to be? Like, was that...
Yeah, so the only link I had to comedy was, like, when there would be a wedding or something and I would do a speech, and that was, like, my favourite thing to do write a speech for someone's 21st or a wedding, but I didn't think that could be, like, a job, right?
Yes.
But it was just, like, so much fun and so tasty.
You're getting the laughs, you're roasting the bride.
I'm doing a 20-minute set.
Yeah, just a tight 20. Yeah. And people are loving it, so...
Like, we have to cut the bride's dad from speaking.
Yes, he's gone. She's closing. So fast forward, I guess, to now, you're writing, and also just as a bit of insight into your world, you write for the... Are we allowed to say
that? Yeah. I work as a comedy writer for TV3 on the project, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you're doing that, you're also doing comedy, and you're also being a mum. Mm-hmm. And look, how does it work? How does that whole
kind of juggle? Doesn't function.
Where is Sophie?
It doesn't make any sense. No, it's just so hard. Like, being a working mum is stealing time, like finding those times where she's napping, so I'm going to quickly write for 90 minutes for the nap, and I'm not going to be able to clean the house at all in that time, but I'm going to sacrifice the house for the writing
for the art.
You're always sacrificing something for something else. The things mums can get done in nap time, I tell you. Wow. You know what the worst thing is? When someone comes to visit during nap time and they're like, great, she's asleep, we can have a big catch up. And you're like, I was going to do 50 things.
You need to leave.
Yeah, like, I was going to write a tight 6-minute set right now and you've robbed me of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you have been crafting this. You're doing lineups constantly. Mm-hmm. You're constantly putting up parts of the work. You're testing bits. And now you've got a full hour. It's an hour show, right?
Yes, yeah.
So it's a full hour. You're at Q Vault, and you're back to Comedy Fest. When was the last time you were at Comedy Fest?
When I was pregnant.
Wow.
In 2021, I did my last show.
So you're at the New Zealand International Comedy Fest with Big Mum Energy. Is this a show for people with Big Mum Energy, or people who's the show for?
I would love mums to come, especially mums with little babies who maybe haven't had a chance to leave the house, and just to connect with someone else who's been through the same thing very recently. I would absolutely love it if mums could come along. So convince grandma or dad to watch Bubs.
Yeah,
it's at 8:15, so you might be able to get them down before you come out.
Yes.
Love it.
A little bit of shuffling. Look, you guys just chuck baby at box office at Q Theatre. I'm sure they can nurse for like an hour, right? Like, easy.
I'd love to do a Mums and Bubs show. Morgana O'Reilly did that. I went along to see her show, Stories About My Body, and it hugely inspired me.
That's so awesome.
We've had Morgana on, actually.
I was just going to say, I feel like what I find really exciting about this show, apart from all the obvious stuff, it sounds like it's going to be hilarious and like really joyful and stuff. But I was thinking while you were talking that I cannot think of another show that does just talk about this kind of stuff. And I know so many people who have, you know, friends who've got kids now who are like, this is so not what you think it's going to be, but it also is exactly what you think it's going to be in some ways. And you never see media that really reflects that. So I think this is going to be really cool.
Thanks so much. I can't wait to see how people respond to it.
Yeah, and I think like watching Lana, I mean, as someone who has watched not just Lana doing being a fake stage manager and stealing a show at a basement show, but seeing you perform, the way that audiences connect with you immediately, you're so comfortable on stage. stage. It's real, like, good, deep storytelling. You know, you're a storyteller, and the jokes, they just keep, they come. It's like a wave that we're constantly riding. So it's not, it's actually, I think, an opportunity to hear and see and have insight into Big Mum energy, but in a way that's going to be, like, people are going to laugh, and, like, look, there's probably some discomfort, and there's some, like, nervous awkwardness about all the stuff.
Yeah, so I talk about, I tell my birth story in the show, and it's a really, really personal thing to tell, right?
So yes. So everyone that come and that listen to Lana Walters' birth story. So you're on, you open tonight, 8:15, which is very specific. Right.
Look, gives you time to park.
Yeah, and exactly. We should have just said 8 o'clock, so then people would be there ready to go. 8:15, it's only on for 5 nights. Mm. I'm so, so, so excited for the show, and it's really just awesome to have you. I feel like this is a great, your fucker papa or genealogy into comedy is very different to what even I was expecting, which is bloody cool. So wishing you all the best. Also, just as a big shout out for a bunch of comedy that's happening this week at the festival, just like go down to the Sinkhole Park outside of Basement Theatre. You've got the Basement, which has two venues. You've got Q Theatre that has Vault, Cellar, Rangatira. So there's three venues there. Just get
and there's the Classic as well. Oh,
and there's the Classic.
There.
Yes, which
so much happening.
Yeah. So just get amongst it. There's so much great stuff. There's so much great local stuff. I just want to really underline that. Really, really good, sharp, witty, funny stuff. So go and check it out.
Thank you so much, Alice. Thank you so much, Lana. We'll put links to the tickets in the podcast. Have a fantastic rest of your morning.
Thanks.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.